from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Another hour with me, Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Joel, a Penn Stater, really a lifer with Penn State, a strong family connection to Penn State. He's a Penn State fan. Joel, I decided before this hour is up, we're going to play a little win-loss game next segment. Not right now, so you have some time to stew on that, but you're going to do Penn State. I'll go with Pitt. We'll do the classic win-loss game as we are about a month or so away from the start of the regular season. Pitt will open up against Kent State Saturday, August 31st, a noon kick at Acrisure Stadium. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7. The Fan. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. that day. That'll be a no bucko talk day for me due to the early Pitt start time. Penn State at West Virginia, the big noon kickoff Saturday, August 31st, 12 noon. Down in Morgantown, we will go through both of those teams' schedules in a little bit, but I wanted to pivot here to college football a little bit because of the comment made the other day at ACC Media Day by Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi, and I love Pat for things like this, because he always gives us good stuff to chew on and talk about. He is certainly somebody not afraid to speak his mind, which I always appreciate. He has been really good with any show on this station. Anytime he is on as a guest leading up to the season, he always brings the goods. He always makes some headlines. He's great for this social media world, whether he may not realize it or not. But Joel, the other day, somebody brought up the rivalries and the feuds in college football. And on tune, Pat Narduzzi taking a shot at Penn State. I would love to play Penn State if they would play us. Talking about the rivalry games and how much players get up for those games and how the respect is there for West Virginia because both programs love to play each other. It's not always quite there between Pitt and Penn State because there is a block there. I think they should play every year. I'm not going to say that Penn State is afraid of Pitt anymore. Maybe at one time that was true because they did leave a big gash on their 2016 season when they played, because you go back to that season, look at what happened to Penn State. They won the Big Ten, the only Big Ten title under James Franklin in his time at Penn State. And they just missed out on the college football playoff. And why did they just miss out on the college football playoff? Because an early season loss to the Pitt Panthers. I think that gash was there for a minute. I think it absolutely was. So after that initial agreement of the four games was up, the Jets were cooled a little bit. I also think part of the chimes that we often hear from Pat Narduzzi in these situations, Joel, is that if you think back to the final matchup of Pitt and Penn State, the one that was at Beaver Stadium, it was a good game. It was a close battle. Pitt played Penn State tough. Penn State came out on top. They end up winning 3 out of 4 games in the series. But beyond that very first game in 2016, 2019 was a really good one.
That's down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, now the game in 2017, Penn State was pretty much in control. They won by a couple of scores. Not a total blowout, but really never a game in question. That game in 2018 was a bloodbath. That was one, at the time, I was upset I could not attend. And then once I saw what was happening, I was quite happy I could not attend. The weather was terrible. It rained the whole game. Penn State put up 50 on Pitt. It was like 51-6. I want to say without having it pulled up in front of me. But then that last game, a close one. And I do think all these years later, it does stick in the craw of Pat Narduzzi how he handled the end of that game.
Yeah, that was weird. Didn't they kick a field goal from like the 2-yard line?
Yeah, like the 1-inch line. They were inside the 1-yard line. And they had multiple cracks. Penn State's defense held tough. Credit to them. But you're in a situation where you're in a visiting building, a hectic building, one that is often raved about for the atmosphere they bring to their opponents. You have an opportunity against a team that is in the top 25 on the road to make a big early season statement. And you're on the goal line down by a touchdown in the fourth quarter on fourth down, and you bring out the field goal unit. And football justice held true there. Pitt missed the field goal. I don't blame anybody on the special teams unit. The issue with that whole thing was the decision-making that was made. And I think that Pat Narduzzi rightfully regrets that decision. He has said that since, that he wishes that he would have decided against kicking the field goal or trying to kick the field goal and going for it. And I do think there is something about that game that sticks in him a little bit of just, man, you know, I had a big chance.
The one that got away.
I had a big opportunity.
The one that got away, Donnie.
A big opportunity to score a touchdown there. And hey, you know what? If we get stuffed again, at least we went for it. It wasn't, we kicked the field goal to cut it to a 4-point game and we still needed to get a stop. You could at least gone out on your shield and said, you know what? We were in a hostile environment. We were on the road against a top-tier team in the country. I wouldn't say top-tier, maybe second-tier team. I think Penn State's going to fit more into that category there. But you get what I'm saying. A team that is one, if not two, if not three tiers ahead of your program at the time. You got a chance to do something big there. And I think all these years later, it just rubs him the wrong way that decision was made, and he hasn't gotten a chance to justify that since. He hasn't gotten a chance to right that wrong since. So I think every single season, basically until it happens again, Pat Narduzzi wants to try to poke that bear a little bit.
He wants to get Penn State again so that, you know, he can get a win, and then can completely forget about 2019.
Yeah, no, this could very well be a be careful what you wish for
could be
situation, because, like I said, you know, I mean, I don't think huge things of James Franklin as a coach, because you know very well, being a Penn State fan and being a lifelong Penn State fan, he is somebody who has failed to win the big game. Pretty much every time. He does have
That's right.
One Big Ten win, but every time they play the big teams in the Big Ten, his team ain't coming out on the right side of it. He's got a win here and there against Michigan. He had the win against Ohio State, the come-from-behind win with the blocked field goal. He has that. But otherwise, they normally get beat up by those teams. Michigan State gives them fits as well. Franklin himself said something the other day that kind of annoyed me, but I guess in a way, he makes a fair point. Oh, I'm one of the only coaches in college football that can win 10 or 11 games, and people will tell me I did a bad job. Well, this year is a big one for Jimmy Franklin. And intern Dom, who's never short with the hot takes, he had one a few weeks ago. I don't know if you heard this, Joel. It may have been when you were on vacation. He predicted this would be the final year at Penn State for James Franklin.
Wow.
And his reasoning behind that is that now there are no more excuses to not make it into the college football playoff.
That's right. And with this new setup and everything in the Big Ten, I mean, Penn State's not going to have Michigan and Ohio State every year. And, you know, they'll probably get like a USC and a UCLA, Washington, Oregon. But, I mean, those teams who James Franklin cannot consistently beat and most times can't even contend with. Michigan and Ohio State, it's no promise that they're going to be on Penn State's schedule every year. So, absolutely. That's the one thing that's holding James Franklin back, like you said, from really being something super, super special at Penn State, is he can't get over that hump of Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, and Penn State, I think, is in that second tier of college football programs. They are not in the tier of teams that are pretty consistently right around the playoff. You know, and I think it's fair to say that. They're not Ohio State. They're not Alabama. They're not Georgia. They're not Michigan right now. They're not what Clemson was for a handful of years. They're not in that same category. I think they're just off that. They are a team that should absolutely, and I think I saw on ESPN, they have about a 50% chance of making the college football playoff now with the 12-team format, and they should, because they have been a team that has been on the outside looking in, but very close on the outside looking in a couple of times. So it would be a failure, yes, James Franklin, if your team does not make it now with the expanded playoff. Like, you as a Penn State fan, Joel, tell me if after this season, let's say Penn State again, like they seem to do every single year, they win 10 games, so they'd be 10-2, and they just miss out on the college football playoff, would you not be a little bit disappointed? You're thinking, oh, expanded playoff, we're going to be in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a 50% chance to make a 12-team playoff when Penn State's been on the outside looking in during the four-team playoff all these years? Yeah, that's a major concern, Donnie. I would say so. Yeah, it's got to get the alarm bells going for sure. Because think about all those times that they would have made a 12-team playoff and be in that, and then in the inaugural season of the 12-team playoff they miss. Yeah, that is a major, major, major concern.
Yeah, so I think there's definitely some pressure. I mean, I think there should be pressure on both guys. Not that I'm saying either guy will be fired after this season, but James Franklin also has some pressure to get in there. Yeah, he has had some good teams at Penn State, but he should be having a team that now, with the expanded 12-team playoff, should be in that discussion by season's end. 412-928-9370. Coming up, Joel and I will play the win-loss game. I will play with Pitt. Joel will play with Penn State. We are about a month away from college football kicking off. A beautiful thing. This is the final Thursday without football until February, until 2025. This is beautiful. 412-928-9370 to join in. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
By the way, we'll take a look at MLB standings before we finish up tonight and scores around the league. Brent Rooker, you may have heard his name mentioned on the station in the last couple of weeks, the designated hitter for the Oakland A's. He just hit his 24th home run of the season tonight. Just continues to mash the baseball. Man, it's just too bad, Joel, that this guy can't play the field, because I would hate, just absolutely hate, having that bat in the Pirates lineup, man. I would just hate it. Imagine a guy with almost 25 homers and hitting almost 300? Get that out of here!
Imagine if, like, the St. Louis Cardinals or the Milwaukee Brewers were to pick him up. You know, Yelich is hurt for the Brewers, so they pick him up.
And just wait, that's going to happen. It's going to be one of those teams.
It should ring some bells for the Pirates that the one team, one of the teams ahead of you in the division, has a significant injury to their best player. So,
listen, man, I think the Pirates should actually have a conversation with Andrew McCutchen about, like, hey, you able to play right field a little bit more? Because we're trying to get this guy. And he would absolutely... the way that he is hitting the ball this season, make that team a true threat to make the playoffs. No questions asked. We can save that discussion for a little bit later, because right now you hear the music playing. We're going to play a little win-loss game in college football this season. I will have Joel start. I will go through the Penn State order. And Joel can just tell me a win or a loss. He can throw in a little explanation if he wants to. Penn State 2024 schedule. James Franklin says, I'm the only guy, one of the only guys in college football that can win 10 or 11 games, and people will still call me a failure. Will he get there under Joel's doing? Week one at West Virginia. Saturday, August 31st, the big noon kickoff, Joel.
This is going to be a tough one, Donnie, and I think last I saw, Penn State was like a double-digit favorite going into Morgantown, so I think West Virginia keeps it close, but Penn State just edges the fighting Adam Crowleys to start off the season.
Yeah, I think that's a closer game than what people expect it to be. Man, if it was a night game, too, in Morgantown, that would even be a little bit more different. You let some West Virginians get tuned up for several hours. That's a whole lot different than a noon kickoff. I'm going to assume the next two games are going to be W's. Do you think they run into any trouble at home against Bowling Green and or Kent State?
No trouble. No trouble. 3-0.
Week four, well, I guess week five, but their fourth game. Penn State is off on Saturday, September 14th. Saturday, September 28th, Illinois at Beaver Stadium, their third consecutive home game.
I think Penn State takes down the Fighting Illini in that game and start off 4-0.
4-0 start, another home game. Jeez, these teams going to go on the road at some point. Four consecutive home games for Penn State. Saturday, October 5th, one of the new...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.